One thing that would encourage the colleagues who are seeing the patients and operating on them is to ask them to be aware of the clinical trials that are going out there, because one of the important things to remember is that those clinical trials have time limits. For example, in the AVANT trial, patients cannot have had the surgery more than 8 weeks before the time they enter on the study. And the COA trial, as well as the intergroup trials, have all their time limits be 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And the patients see first the surgeons. They look for the surgeons, appropriately so, to have their disease resected. And the surgeons can help us a lot to get accrual to those trials and get the trials complete and get us the answers out there. The second thing is that this is important because if the patient went through surgery with this particular physician, it's because they trust them. So a word of encouragement from a surgeon goes a long way in getting the patient to accept to participate in a clinical trial.
I think the other thing about clinical trials right now, there's adjuvant therapy of colon cancer that's very different than a lot of other times in clinical research is, and you're one of the co-leads of the AVANT trial that's looking at this question, is they have an opportunity to receive a relatively non-toxic drug that's very promising that no way they're going to get outside a protocol setting, and that's bevacizumab or Avastin.
Yeah, it's important to note, not only it would be difficult to get because it's not approved in that indication, but also the cost is substantial. So yes, I think that's a good point. And we need to move forward. If we had stayed with 5-FU-levamisole for a whole year, we would be far away from where we are right now. And the only way to move forward is to get into those trials.
I see a lot of excitement about this generation of trials, looking at adjuvant biologics, bevacizumab as well as cetuximab. And oncologists, you know, while it's true we don't know for sure that there's going to be a benefit, I think there was a lot of excitement created by the adjuvant trastuzumab trials. The idea of adding a biologic into chemotherapy and the fact that these women benefited so much. We don't know if we're going to see the same thing with the colon trials in terms of bevacizumab, but it's an opportunity for a patient to sort of take a shot at something with not too much risk.
Well, and I would go even further down in time than that. I mean, we have had the experience with the use of hormones in breast cancer, and it's molecular targeted therapy. It's relatively simple. It changes the natural history of the disease. And it's something that has kept a lot of people alive who would not be around here if we had not tried. So, yeah, it's very, very exciting.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.